All right, guys, welcome to Cards on the Table. We're going to go ahead and get started. Let's look at the card here. The lie is forgiveness is a process. Forgiveness is a process. Number one, I'm constantly aware of the enormity of what Christ has done for me. True or false? Number two, the development of spiritual skills take time to become like breathing. True or false? Number three, I am in the habit of the requirement of confessing my sins daily. True or false? Number four, Jesus' completed work on the cross was enough for all my sins. True or false? All right, let's flip it over and look at the truth. This is really cool stuff from Hebrews 10. It's a little thick, so I'm going to go slow here, okay? Every priest stands daily ministering and offering time after time the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But he, having offered one sacrifice for sins for all time, sat down at the right hand of God, waiting from that time onward until his enemies were made a footstool for his feet. For by one offering he has perfected for all time those who are sanctified. And the Holy Spirit also testifies to us. For after saying, and this is out of Jeremiah, "This is the covenant which I will make with them after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my laws upon their hearts and write them on their mind." He then says, "And their sins and their lawless deeds I will no longer remember." I will no longer remember. In other words, what sin? What sin? Now, where there is forgiveness of these things, an offering for sin is no longer required. What is the hardest thing in your life that you've ever had to forgive? What's the hardest thing in your life that you've had to forgive? Anybody? Zoomers?
Yourself.
Forgive yourself? Yell it out, guys. How about betrayal? Anybody ever betrayed you? How about insensitivity? Some serious aggressive insensitivity. What else? You know, Zoomers, jump in here if you want to, because I got crickets here in the room. You got anything?
Okay, see, for me it is forgiving myself for my infidelity.
Okay. That's a big one. I'm going to try to turn you guys up a little bit. Jeff, say something again.
Forgiving myself.
Yeah.
For my infidelity in my marriage.
Beautiful. Thank you. When we're talking about forgiveness as a process, what we're referring to is, if you see the context of the questions and the context of the verses, I hope you realize that we're talking about God forgiving you. And we're really not talking yet about our forgiveness of one another. But if you don't let God's forgiveness of you inform your relationships one to another, forgiveness is impossible. There is nothing in a human being that would cause that human being to want to forgive another human being. I don't know if that's been your experience or not, but I think that's true. And maybe you've never faced something like that where it seems impossible to forgive. I know that in a group like this, there are guys sitting in this room and guys on Zoom that, you know, maybe it was your parents. Maybe it was just you had a terrible set of parents, or your dad left the family, or your mom abandoned the family. I don't know, but I would think that in this many guys, you could probably tell a very heart-rending story about something like that. But what we're talking about is, you know, the Old Testament is basically a compilation of stories that tell the story of you're not good enough and you can't pull it off. You know, God gave Moses the Ten Commandments and he said, follow this law. And then there were more things that were added on to the law over time. And the realization back then was that, God, I can't pull this off. I mean, I'm trying my best to follow this law, but I'm not good enough. And so as a result of that, part of the law was you had to go seek atonement for your sins. What is atonement? What is atonement? Anybody got a good definition? Zoomers, guys in the room?
At one.
Do what?
At one. Coming together, being reconciled.
Being reconciled at one.
At one.
What else?
Turning away from what you were doing.
Say that one more time.
Turning away from what you were doing.
Okay. That's true. That's part of atonement. There's something that you just define more as repentance.
Substantive.
Okay. What? One definition, and I think this is good for our purposes here, is a reparation for an offense. It's a reparation for an offense. In other words, that definition says, this is about all you can do. You know, your sacrifice is atonement. It's not taking away the sin. It's just, here's what God requires of you for that sin. It's a reparation. So let me ask this. What is your greatest need? What is your greatest need? Anybody? Yell it out.
Love.
Love is your greatest need. That's a good one. Hey, that's what they say caused the Braves to win the World Series. Because all you need is love, apparently, on a baseball team.
Yuck.
I think I know who that was.
Well, why was he yucking?
Why were you yucking, Stephen? Nobody? Okay.
I didn't yuck, Casey.
Okay, who yucked?
Who do you think yucked? Let's go Mets.
Yeah. And all you need is good pitching and timely hitting. So,
yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
Yes. Wow. This is why they're not allowed to come and be with people. They're just sequestered in their basements. So, I think about my greatest needs in my lifetime. They've changed over time, right? I thought my greatest needs was, when I was little, was to be good at sports. And then it became girls and sex. Then it became grades. Then it became popularity. Then it became, ooh, I like it when people laugh at me. I need to be funny. Love, you know, significance of, okay, well, I'm an adult now and I really would like to be married. I'd like to find love in that. Significance, accomplishment, meaning, success. All those things are real, right? You ever felt those? You have a need for those? They're real. But whether we believe it or not, or whether we've experienced it or not, and whether we have it and we don't realize that our greatest need has been accomplished, our greatest need is forgiveness. Because you and I were not born and then we became sinners. We were born sinners. And that's why we sin. We got downloaded that way because of what happened at the fall with Adam and Eve in the garden. It's just our reality. And so something has to be done with our sin. And this whole passage of scripture is about what was done, and it's about what had been done, the best thing. But I love these first two lines. Every priest stands daily ministering and offering time after time the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. And then the next two words, but he, meaning Jesus, he just changed that whole thing. It was like there had never been a perfect sacrifice. There had never been a way to remove the sin. And I think it's in Psalms where he, you know, they were prophesying of Jesus coming, and there was going to be a day where God will look at us and go, what sin? What sin? That's as far as the east is to the west. I mean, think about that. God says, what sin? And you know you, and I know me, you know, and he goes, those sins are as far as the east is from the west. Romans 5:10 says this, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. It's the fact that he saved us, he reconciled us, comes out of his death on the cross, which I love the term, his completed work on the cross. He didn't stay there. He didn't stay in the tomb. He's sitting at the right hand of God, which this passage mentions. But while we were enemies with God. So see, if I'm without the Holy Spirit and I'm, you know, trucking around life without, you know, salvation, more importantly, without forgiveness, God sees me as an enemy. So your lost friends or your lost relatives or your lost acquaintances are enemies with God right now. God doesn't want to remain enemies with them. He's not their enemy, but they are his enemy because they haven't received the free gift. Forgiveness, I guess I just want to say this before we go to the tables. Forgiveness is not a me thing. It's a Jesus thing. Forgiveness is not a me thing. It's a Jesus thing. We receive his forgiveness. And I guess what I'm trying to communicate here is it's not something like most things in life that I can go do and make it better. Does that make sense? And we so want to reduce it to that, and it's so much more than that. Okay? So forgiveness is a process, is the lie. 20 minutes at the tables.